Springfield's only all-female morning show. Two chicks and a mic on 92.9 The Beat.
First of all, we would like to congratulate you on your recent graduation.
Oh, thank you. Wow, thank you so much.
How does it feel?
I feel alive. I feel just ready to step into this new season of life, you know?
Yes, this is the beginning of the rest of your life.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
All right, so, Jaren, let's get real. You snuck into MSU's graduation ceremony, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What compelled you to do that?
So, my wife is my friend going, wouldn't it be funny if someone did this? And then I go, yeah, that'd be funny. And then I do that thing. So,
okay.
So this was one of those things where, you know, me and my friends were joking around on Thursday night. Someone just goes, wouldn't it be funny if someone just handed their card, but they didn't actually go to school there? And so Friday morning, I woke up still thinking about it. And I was like, I bet I could pull that off.
And that was the day of graduation.
Yeah. Oh, what? Yeah. This wasn't like I hadn't planned this out for months.
Just threw it together and it happened.
Kind of thing.
So what, you just found like a cap and gown at like a thrift store or something?
No, I went to the bookstore on campus.
So this is legit.
I walked in. It was the day of, so I'm like, I'm acting like I'm real flustered. I walk in, I'm like, hey, is it too late for me to get a cap and gown? And they just sold me one. That was like, that's what I'm saying. Like every step of the way, I thought, okay, this is where I'm getting caught.
Sure, yeah.
Because I was like, there's no way they're going to sell me one. And then they did. And then I was like, okay. So then, my friends had posted us on their Instagram stories about graduation, and they all had these cards with their names on them that they have to, like, hand to the person.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I photoshopped my own card. I made it look just like theirs, so I had a card, I had a cap and gown, and then I went to where the graduates were all walking in, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to make it in here. And then before I knew it, I was, like, in line, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, I'm going to get caught, for sure, I'm going to get caught. And then the line starts moving, and we're walking into JQH, and suddenly I'm on the floor. And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, now I can't back out. You know,
right.
Like now I'm here. I'm in it.
You so, got to do it.
What was your plan if you got caught? Like, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to own it. Like, if I got caught, I'd be like, yeah, I don't go here. Because, I mean, like, what was the worst that could happen? My thought was that they could permanently ban me from MSU. Like, that's the worst that could happen.
Yeah, you didn't even go there.
Yeah.
Who did you bring with you? Because there was, like, one lone cheer for you that when they called your name. That cracked me up.
Okay, well, I mean, I have friends in Springfield. I didn't tell a whole lot of people this was happening.
Sure, probably wise.
And so I had a friend film it, but that cheer was a different friend.
Aw, nice to have the support.
They heard the name, and they were like, oh, okay. Well, my friends all know I don't go to school, so I'm sure whenever they heard the name, that person was like, oh, I know what's happening.
Oh, that's hilarious. So how about any of the fallout? Has there been any?
I mean, there's definitely people who have been, like, upset that I did it, but honestly, none of the people that graduated, so that I've seen, nobody who graduated in that ceremony is upset that I did it. Also, MSU wasn't upset that I did it. They were just like,
oh, good.
I mean, we get the joke. Yeah, yeah, they're super cool about it. I mean, they're not like, hey, do that every year.
Yeah. But,
you know, the people who have been upset about it, it just kind of doesn't make sense to me. It's just, you know, because I want to make it clear in everything that I'm not disrespecting these graduates at all. There are people who worked very hard for their degrees and stayed up late and spent years of their life working toward this accomplishment, and I'm not taking away from that at all. I love having fun in life. I love being goofy. I love pushing the boundaries. I think we have a tendency to, like, sit in structure and fall into a routine of a boring life. And I just don't want to do that. And
I love
it. I'm always, always looking for weird, fun things to do. And this was just one of those. This wasn't at all a statement or a jab at the university. This was just, man, I love having fun, and this is goofy, and so I went for it. And I thought, I'm still in shock that we even pulled it off, you know? So
yeah. Speaking of weird and goofy, you're also the Chick-fil-A guy, right?
I did do a rap video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so fun little side note for you. We played that on air as soon as we found it.
I love Chick-fil-A.
And somebody sent us a message and said, he used to live here. He, like, this is his name. This is his info. And we were like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, he was
just
from here. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I grew up near Springfield. I grew up in Mount Vernon.
Okay.
And I live in Kansas City now, but yeah, I mean, Springfield's my home.
Crazy.
And plans to come back?
We're filming my new comedy special at the Galois on November 2nd. My website is JarenMyers.com. That's going to be a huge, massive show, and I would love to see anybody who likes what we did this weekend, or even people who don't like it. And honestly, if you can sneak into my show, you deserve to be there.
Challenge accepted.
Yep.
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.